What did you do during your time away during voluntary camp? Where were you at?
I was in Atlanta, just working out. Just nothing new, nothing special. Same old working out, just rest, enjoying the family.
Oh, same thing you did last offseason?
Last offseason I was hurt. That's not the same.
I mean, 2-1. What did you do to offseason before when you had the 22 sack of the season?
Same thing. Okay. Yeah.
Just for you, like, when you can kind of customize your workout, like, how much does that help you? How much confidence does that kind of give you?
Give me a lot of confidence. I like to, I'm a one-on-one guy, and I like to be, even when I'm back home, I train. The group I train with, if it's a group, is no more than 3 people. So I like to be, because if I'm messing up, I'm doing something wrong, I like to be corrected. I want to be perfect in everything I do.
Alex said good nature. You, Marcus, Eric, back was a little bit more chirping on the field. Does that make sense to you? Does that sound right?
All right, it sounds about right. That's having fun. We enjoying ourselves. That's part of the game.
Health-wise, how are you doing now, maybe?
Man, I feel great now. Last year, I couldn't even run at this time, so it's night and day difference. I feel great just to be able to just get up and go without even thinking about it.
Is it ever smell up? Is it ever?
Nah.
With the expectations that the team has being so high this year, just how do you handle those and how do you kind of manifest that? So with the guys in the locker room talking about that and their goals together?
Just embrace the process one step at a time, one day at a time. So each day you focus on getting better, you pick out something you can get better at, and just focus on that.
Justin, what are your expectations for yourself? Now that you're going into a season
healthy, as of now? I just continue to get better. I don't, like I said before, the day I feel like I can't get better is the day I'm going to retire. I know there's plenty I can get better at and be more consistent every game, every play, and just continue to get better in all phases.
We saw you look pretty, I don't know if this draws the right word, but the drop interception. Did you say anything? Did you yell anything to Alex?
No, I was more pissed at myself. It was so easy. I just put myself, immediately I went to the game. If that happened in the game, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a flag for acting fool, because you can't drop something that easy. That's a play you got to make a play like that.
DJ's out there. He had said he didn't expect to be here. How good was it to see him here?
It felt good to see him out there. I feel like he could have been out there with us and through the whole practice. He was just out there with individual, but I couldn't tell the difference. He looked great, looked fast. It felt good to see him out there.
When you miss the time for the voluntary, do you go through a conversation with the organization at all about not being here? Or you guys talk about it beforehand?
It's not mandatory, so that's optional. That's our coaches always lead that up to the players, so it's your choice.
Do you tell the coach or Dorsey?
It's your choice.
You just jump back in. It feels like it just
flows back in, right back. Yeah.
So now that you are healthy, is it difficult to be patient in terms of being able to get back to live hitting and all that?
No, you got to be patient. You got to embrace the process, because it's not. It's, you want to get better. You want to be ready when that time comes. So you got to prepare yourself. So it takes time to prepare yourself. So you got to each day taking one step at a time.
All right. Thanks,
Justin.
All right. So that was Justin Houston. He was not having it. He was like, it was voluntary. They knew. All right. Marcus Peters is going to be stepping up here in just a second to talk to the media. But yeah, man. Let's go to Marcus Peters.
What went into your decision to voluntary? Where were you at? What were you doing?
I was back at the house working out.
Is it the same kind of off-season regimen that you've done? I know you've been here before. But
ever since I got kicked out.
Can you elaborate a little bit about who are you working out with? What are you doing?
I'm back at Empire Gym in San Francisco. Back at my high school in Oakland. Doing the same thing since I got kicked out.
When I talked to... When we talked to Alex earlier today, he mentioned that with you guys being back, it was definitely a little bit more chirpy. Does that sound right to you?
It's football, baby. We're getting back into the swing of it. We're here for a couple of days before we got to be back from camp. And we got a mentality, man. We're trying to win Super Bowl. So it's going to be high.
You get the sense any of your teammates were excited or happy to see you? I know you're close. Especially with Ron.
Yeah, man, all of them. Just seeing all my teammates, man, we brothers. We in this to do one thing. My ultimate goal is win the Super Bowl. So, other than that, back here for a couple of days, and then we all go our separate ways for a couple of weeks, and then we back to the camp and working.
You said before that you came to earn respect. Mm-hmm. Defensive Rookie of the Year last year, All-Pro honors. You feel like you're a step closer to getting that?
Super Bowl. Super Bowl. That's the ultimate respect you can get in this game, winning your championship, and that's the team goal. You feel me? All them individual goals, they good. You feel me? It means I'm doing my job for my team, so we can win more games. But other than that, we just here to win Super Bowl.
Hey, Marcus, I get it with voluntary. I'm 90% get it.
Yeah.
Did you make sure, did you feel compelled to tell coaches, to tell Andrew Reid, or Josh
to everybody. That's the main thing. Y'all letting people know what's going on. But I say, man, I was back at home doing what I needed to do, make sure I could come here, do the job.
You know what? We asked Derek kind of the same thing. He mentioned like it was good for him to kind of recharge a little bit, mm-hmm. be near the family. Like this football can drain you, and that's like just kind of good for the. Like, was that what it was for you, too?
My main thing, I keep my family first anyway. So, you feel me? Anytime I get to go home and be around my family, I go do it. I take the time out. You feel me? That's my vacation, you know. So, once we're here for work, I'm here for work. You feel me? And my family understand that. So, all the time that I get to do be with my family, I go spend it and have fun.
Once this week is over, what are you going to be up to between...
Oakland, California.
Basically, what you've been doing the last few weeks?
Yep.
You work out with any other players out there?
Oakland, California. You feel me? That's who I work out with. You know, no matter who available, we out there getting it. Everybody got something to do. You feel me? If I'm out there for my high school, other high schools around Oakland, even the Pop Warner teams, you know, it's working out.
You mentioned Super Bowl is the goal. Do you feel like you have all the pieces here to accomplish everything you guys want to do?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate y'all.
Thanks.